From small town dreamer to global icon.
She's America's sweetheart.
Thank you so much.
Why does Taylor Swift inspire such devotion and criticism?
She's created a community on a scale never been done before.
Taylor on Channel 4. Stream now.
Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Friday, October 24th. I'm Zoe Colkin for The Wall Street Journal. Porsche has posted its first quarterly loss since it went public in 2022, after taking a hefty charge related to its premature bet on electric vehicles. The automaker reported an operating profit of roughly 40 million euros, or $46 million, from the top of the year through September, down from more than 4 billion euros a year earlier. Aside from the public's lessening interest in EVs, Porsche has also struggled from the tough Chinese market and President Trump's tariffs. Sales and deliveries were down 6% from the same period last year, and around 23% of those delivered were fully electric, and 12% were plug-in hybrids. More than 360 Alaska Airlines flights have been canceled after a technology outage disrupted operations for hours late last night. According to the airline, the problem began with a failure at its primary data center. The company said it was not a cybersecurity breach and didn't compromise flight safety. Alaska also postponed its third quarter conference call as a result to help the airline focus on recovering operations and supporting customers. And we're exclusively reporting on another potential deal to power data centers underpinning the AI boom. A big power provider in South Carolina, Santee Cooper, is in advanced talks to sell two inactive nuclear reactors to Brookfield Asset Management. According to Santee Cooper executives, the board signed off on the proposal today, allowing the two parties to enter exclusive talks to complete the terms of the deal, which is expected to be valued in the billions, in the coming weeks. And that's a wrap on your TNB Tech Minutes. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out our Tech News Briefing podcast on Tuesdays and Fridays.